You mentioned looking at the blocks, which sounds like it would be really interesting. What about prospective studies? Is that being discussed?
You know, I've talked to a number of investigators about the idea of, for instance, looking at aspirin in the adjuvant setting, and I think everyone agrees it'd be a good idea, but people worry about how it might influence the design of our adjuvant studies, which we're all struggling to enroll on. Why do I say that? Well, because patients who get colon cancer tend to have similar risk factors for coronary heart disease, so a lot of them need to take or routinely taking aspirin for cardiovascular prevention. And so do you want to do a study where you have to exclude people with cardiac disease, many of whom are at risk for colon cancer? So those are the questions that come up. Would that potentially inhibit our ability to enroll actively into a standard chemotherapy adjuvant program? Hopefully, I think the question will resurface. We're hoping to finalize the aspirin studies and publish them and maybe revisit with our colleagues whether we could include that into a future study.
How about diet and exercise in terms of prospective clinical trials?
Well, you know, I think it's a little bit harder. The WIND study in breast cancer was a successful effort, but it took a long time to do, and they really did struggle to get it done. Hopefully, it could get done. You know, in the colon cancer arena, we have a tougher time enrolling into large clinical trials compared to breast cancer investigators. So I will be honest, to just include the questionnaire on the CLGB study, and I was very grateful to my colleagues at CLGB allowing us to do it, but there was some speculation that simply asking patients to fill out the questionnaire was going to inhibit their interest in going on the study. As I point out, 95% actually filled out the questionnaire, and even some, we actually gave them a little note page on the back to give us feedback, and they were so many of them were thrilled that we're actually asking these questions because they want to know what the answers are. But I think it's a matter of overcoming people's fears that including that component into a clinical trial that is randomizing to a dietary or physical activity intervention, that won't inhibit our ability to ask the critical chemotherapy questions.
Although when you talk about, 50% relative reduction, if we had seen that with IFL, we'd be all over it.
You don't have to convince me, but obviously there are a number of questions that people want to ask right now, including, what's the role of bevacizumab and cetuximab in the adjuvant setting? Those studies are accruing reasonably well, but certainly not as fast as we'd like, and I certainly understand people's concern about pairing accrual to those efforts.